Money for schools,
not police.
Money for housing,
not police.
Some community leaders are calling on the city to radically reduce the police department budget and reallocate those funds towards schools, housing, jobs, and social services. They say that would help communities weather the economic downturn resulting from years of austerity and the economic shutdown brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. Activists say the budget shortfalls could devastate Black and Brown communities who have been historically underserved and for whom the COVID-19 pandemic has had a disproportionate impact. Zach Norris is executive director of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights. He spoke with District 5 Councilmember Noel Gallo outside his Fruitvale home while a mariachi band played in the background. Norris says that the 15 schools slated to be closed by the Oakland Unified School District could actually present a significant risk to public health.
You take those 15 schools, you close those schools, that means the same number of kids in a smaller number of schools. Yep. Now the governor has said that we should actually have physical distancing at schools.
Yeah.
So then we're going to have COVID outbreaks that are worse because we're cramming the same number of largely Black and Brown students into a smaller number of schools. So that's just one example where if we were taking a public health approach to safety, we would be thinking about those kinds of things and investing in the infrastructure necessary, the housing, the education, the employment that actually keeps us safe.
Until Monday, Nikki Fortunato-Boss was the only Oakland City Council member to call for significant cuts to the police department budget. Fortunato-Boss's proposal would reduce OPD's budget by $25 million and redirect that money toward housing, health services, youth programs, and jobs. However, community organizers were able to convince Councilmember Gallo to support steeper cuts in the police budget after engaging with him outside his home. George Galvis is executive director of Communities United for Restorative Youth Justice. He said Gallo's move was a step in the right direction.
Gallo referred to sort of a surplus based on the city underspending because of vacancies and an overtime budget that wasn't spent down. So he referred to a pocket of money initially that was maybe about $25 million. We weren't necessarily very clear about what he was referring to, or at least I wasn't. And eventually what we said is like, look, what we actually need is half of the police budget, $150 million. And he verbally agreed to that.
The city of Oakland is projected to have an $80 million budget shortfall over the next year. OPD takes up 46% of the city's general fund. Activists say cuts to the police budget could help the city balance its budget. Oakland joins Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Baltimore, Seattle, Washington, D.C., Portland, Philadelphia, Alameda, and San Francisco in proposing defunding their police departments. Protests also took place outside the homes of Councilmembers Lauren Taylor and Dan Kalb. The Oakland City Council officially has until June 30th to approve its budget for fiscal year 2021. For KPFA News, I'm Chris Lee reporting from Oakland.